And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding.
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht, and with me today, my good friend Mark Schindler. Mark, I just need to know, what's been your personal biggest win this week?
I tried a Stroopwafel for the first time today.
Ooh.
I felt like, it's not as good as Rocco made it look, but pretty good. I can't complain. It was like chocolate and honey. It was like my first day where I didn't have to write in about a month. So I went out and I actually went shopping for the first time forever. It was great, man. I can't complain.
That's a pretty big win, but it's not quite as good as the Celtics win tonight. They beat the Heat 127-102. Marcus Smart back. Al Horford back. Celtics defense absolutely back. Before game two, Jaylen Brown said that Jimmy Butler felt too comfortable. He said he's very comfortable right now, and we've got to do a better job of breaking that rhythm that he's in, and that's it. We got to take the challenge. And the Celtics, frankly, they took the challenge. Jimmy shot the ball pretty well tonight and got to his spot still. He finished with 29 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, but I thought that the Celtics defense really stopped just about everything else. How did you see the Celtics defense adjust with Smart and Horford back in the lineup?
Yeah, it was interesting. In the first quarter, they came out pretty drop heavy. You saw Miami go on that quick 15-point run in the first 4 minutes, and then they were like, hey, Al Horford's back. Why aren't we switching? And they went back to switching everything. And that was obviously saying that's all she wrote is a little bit too drastic, but I mean, that kind of was the story. Once they really took Miami out of the rhythm, like you mentioned, like Jimmy shot well, but it just the ease with which buckets came in this game compared to last part of that's the free throws, but also like, I mean, all the shots he was hitting was like, I mean, he credit to him. He had a really nice shot making performance. Like he's hitting some contested pull up twos with guys draped over him or hitting a late shot clock three. It was not exactly like, I mean, there was like a point, especially in the first and second quarter, where it was like, is Miami going to touch the paint again? Like it was very rough sledding. I would say mission accomplished from Jaylen there. Not necessarily from Jaylen himself, but from the Celtics defense for sure.
Yeah, and I thought who they affected most was Tyler Hero.
Yes.
Who was 5 of 11 from the field. They really did make him very uncomfortable. Anytime that he would try to, you know, pump fake, get to another spot, the Celtics were right there. And really bringing Al Horford up, getting into his business was really the thing that took Hero out of it to me. And their half-court offense has been the concern since the beginning of the playoffs. It's the thing that people point to when they say, I'm not sure that they can get to the NBA Finals. And when you can't have, when Tyler Hero is not taking and making a lot of shots, he only took 11 shots tonight. When he's not taking and making enough shots, this Heat offense is just doesn't have the capability from anybody else, to generate points.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like you mentioned, I thought, you know, they started even throwing in traps for Tyler, and he was having none of it. He was really struggling with his reads. He wasn't getting the ball off cleanly. Just a really rough night for him tonight. Can I ask you, was that a block or was it not a block? Because especially once you see the second angle, he does hit Marcus in the head before he gets the block.
Yeah, I'll call it a block, but I don't know. Yeah.
It was a sick highlight, but I still think there was a foul. But yeah, I'm fine either way. Who cares? But I mean, the broadcast just would not stop going on and on about it. But I mean, we got to hit on too. I mean, where was Bam Adebayo tonight? I think that was like one of the first notes that I had. Like, obviously, he still affects the game defensively, but offensively, yeah. Second straight game where it just you really haven't felt his impact a ton.
It's kind of been him in the playoffs a little bit. I mean, yeah. He's not been the same guy in the playoffs. He's not been as effective. I feel like the Heat kind of go as their shooters go, and the offensive aggressiveness from Adebayo is not there. And some of that is like he's not being set up and not being put, excuse me, in scoring positions. And I don't love that, but there's not a lot of aggression. I mean, the guy played almost 30 minutes tonight, took 6 shots. I mean, if you're going to be the second best player on this team, I mean, you've got to find ways to get this guy more than 6 shots. But, you know, the Heat do love to spread the ball around and love to use him as a passer as well. But, yeah, I agree. I think that there needs to be more aggression there. That I mean, they miss Kyle Lowry. I know that a lot of times we like to talk about, oh, they can just plug in Gabe Vincent and things are fine. And, you know, Gabe Vincent had some moments tonight. You know, he hit 4 threes and you know, hit a step back 3 in the third quarter. But Kyle Lowry would probably help Bam Adebayo and help his game. So I don't know. I think to me, I give so much credit to what the Celtics did and the defense. And I mean, just the size that the Celtics play with is really bothersome to the Heat. I mean, they play with size for most of the game. Like Grant Williams plays big, plays tough, plays aggressive. He was awesome tonight. Got to the free throw line quite a bit tonight. Robert Williams, same thing. He's kind of all over the place. He didn't have a great statistical game, but you could feel his presence. And then having Horford and Smart, who both just play in just brilliant basketball, know how to play the game. And Marcus Smart, man, This was a big time Marcus Smart game. 24 yes. points, 12 assists, 9 rebounds. He was fine. He was gluing the Celtics offense together. He was spectacular, and he brought like the heart back to the Celtics, which they just didn't have in game one. And it was really they were really fun to watch tonight.
Yeah, no, he had the Marcus Smart triple double: field goal attempts, 3 points, 3 point attempts, and assists. So. But I say that jokingly, but he had a good game, man. But it was very much like, he was making back for what he missed in game one for sure. But I mean, like you mentioned, I think you saw kind of like hitting on with Kyle Lowry, you saw how important having Marcus Smart was. Obviously Derek White was out. Congrats to him and his wife on having the kid. I hope that's all going well for him. But Peyton Pritchard did not play 30 minutes tonight, which helped a ton. Like still play 23, but like just seeing Marcus out there, like you saw, especially in that last game, Jason Tatum was awesome in game one. In the first half of game one, getting things set up in the half court. And then Miami really went pack line and forced everything to be a much tighter read and tighter window. And he struggled, which, you know, understandably having Marcus there to really set up things as a driver. And even then, like, I mean, they're still doing a ton with like just small on small screens, letting Horford operate things from the post. Same thing with, you know, when Rob Will is out there. But just having somebody to stabilize things in the half court more, you just see how much Boston needs that. And tonight, like you mentioned, I thought it was like the quintessential Marcus Smart as a point guard night. It was awesome to see. Yeah. And the defense was just monstrous too. He was so good defensively. Oh,
yeah.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Jason Tatum finished the night with 27 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, a steal. There was a point in this game where he was just unconscious.
Yeah.
He is one of the best like difficult shot takers and makers in the NBA. And that was just he just showcased that tonight. You know, he didn't have to do a whole lot because they had such a big lead. They actually had the biggest lead at halftime in Celtics franchise history in the playoffs, which is interesting because that's a storied franchise, and I'm sure they've been in a lot of blowouts, but they were up, was it 70-45 at halftime?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. So he didn't have to do a whole lot, but there were times in that second quarter where you're just like, there's nothing you can do. You can throw whoever at him. You can throw PJ Tucker at him. You can throw double teams at him. He's just going to get whatever he wants. I think, you know, he's on his way to really, he's obviously making a big impact on the NBA, but if this Celtics squad can get to the NBA finals, I think people are going to start, you know, really realizing the type of player that Jason Tatum is.
Yeah, no, and like you're mentioning too, I mean, just compared to past Celtics greats is something interesting to look at. Like,
yeah,
not, I mean, yeah, seriously, like, I think there's a legitimate case that he's like already, and just in terms of peak play, like, he's getting close to anything that Paul Pierce put up. Like,
yeah,
that may sound egregious to some people, but I mean, it's close, man. He's just been dynamite. I mean, we're talking about tough shot making. We haven't hit on Jaylen Brown yet. Like, Jaylen was, his defense was a little bit all over the place tonight, but some of the shots he hit were just like backbreaking, especially, you know, he really poured it on a little bit in the second quarter and in the third quarter too. Like that, he just absolutely ended Dwayne Dedmon earlier tonight when he split that pick and roll and sauced him in between the legs. Like, that was nutty. There were just like three or four things where it felt like he should have been blocked or had the ball stolen. He just put the ball through anyways. It was just kind of, that kind of night for him.
Yeah, when both the Jays have it going and you've got Marcus Smart having just a out of this world game, it's pretty much over for you. Bad news for the Heat: PJ Tucker did have to leave this game with a left knee contusion, which is tough. There's not really a good replacement for him in the lineup for the Heat, so hopefully PJ Tucker can get back so that this series is not just a series of blowouts back to back to back for the Celtics and Heat. Any big adjustments the Heat can make as they travel to Boston for game 3?
Man, well, certainly not playing like that. I mean, like, part of that too, like, the Celtics shot 50% from deep. That's not going to happen again, but I think it's more about why that happened. The Celtics ball movement was just unreal tonight, but a lot of that's because, like we talked about with Marcus Smart, I mean, they weren't getting any stops at the point of attack. Part of that is PJ missing time tonight, but he still played 20 minutes. I think a lot of it is honing back in on that, getting back in on top of, you know, being much tighter on their rotations and, you know, finding their stops at the point of attack. Because if you're getting Boston shooters that open that routinely, then you're just kind of asking yourself to get rained on.
Yeah. Yeah. The Celtics, 51% from the field, 50% from three, 91%. From the line. You're not going to lose a lot of games when you're shooting the ball like that. That's going to do it for today's show. Point of Contention is next. Mark, send us out.
Ding, ding, y'all.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.